98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, we said the AI is taken over, but you're going to be chatting about robots this morning.
Yeah, I am. That's on the way. Up first, though, a nice cute story to ease us all into a Monday morning. A pet pig who decided to take himself off on a little day trip around his local neighbourhood has been coaxed home by police. The black and white spotted pig, whose name is Pua, decided that he wanted a tour of the town of Orleans over the weekend.
Pua? I did,
yeah.
How do you spell that?
So it's spelled P-O-O hyphen A-H.
Yes.
Pua. Around the town of Orleans over the weekend. So there's obviously an Orleans and a New Orleans. Mm-hmm. The Orleans Police Department posted online to say Pua had ambushed his pen. They really couldn't figure out how to get him home. So in the end, they used some crackers as encouragement.
Right.
Now, for me, now you need to put a little bit of cheese.
And a little bit of relish.
Honey or relish on top, yeah. One of the officers took a video of them trying to walk Pua home. But Pua, very sociable animal, keeps stopping off at the front gates to all the neighbours to have a chat.
A police escort for Pua the pig. Pua made a pit stop, a friend with a dog. We got two houses to go. And cracker shortage. We're running low.
Pua.
They eventually coaxed Pua home, and they said Pua showed some serious chops on the run, but is now home safe and sound.
I tell you, the pigs are so smart.
Yeah, very smart and very, very cute. Up next now, I'm sorry to break the news, but Flying Ant Day is on the way. Spoken about this on the show before, and we all think that there's just one day where all the flying ants just come out.
No, like, it's wild.
And it is wild.
How do they tell each other? They just all
know. Well, I was doing some investigating this morning, and we think there's one day, but actually it happens over loads of days. Mm-hmm. So it happens across the country, like kind of in a sweeping phase over a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But the news this morning is that there could be even more flying ants than ever before in the skies this summer. And it's probably going to happen sooner than it normally would. So earlier than usual. So because we've had really warm and humid weather.
Yeah, it's been quite
humid. Experts predict that the flying ants will be ready to spread their wings in the next few weeks this year.
Oh, watch out.
So usually we don't see them till around August. Mm-hmm. But this year, and I don't know how they're predicting this, they are saying Flying Ant Day will peak, very specifically, between the 22nd and 25th of July.
Stick it in your calendar now.
Here in Dublin, it could happen even sooner than that.
Oh.
Because urban areas are more built up and warmer, it can trigger early mating activities.
Right.
So what's actually happening is that millions of flying ants take to the skies in a sort of like a giant copper's shifting fest.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's full on.
And they're out to find a mate.
Never said they like it.
Yeah, from another colony. So, you know, like if we're all over in our friend group over here, the flying ants need to go from this friend group to that friend group.
It's like going to Irish college.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
They're off to the Gaeltacht for the week, right? So while they're off joining the Mile High Club, the queen ant, she leaves her home.
Does she?
To go and start a new one. Listen to this.
No way!
She chews off her own wings.
No, I didn't know that.
I feel like David Attenborough.
And then she chews off her own wings.
She tunnels into the ground, makes a new nest, and then has thousands of babies in what becomes her new gaff.
Right.
Mm. So that's that. Now on Flying Ant Day, you'll look at them slightly differently.
Different, yeah.
Finally this morning, all eyes were on a very exciting football final held in Beijing over the weekend. Four teams faced off in the Robo League Showdown.
Robo League Showdown?
Yeah, where, you guessed it, humanoid robots are the players. High drama at the final of the weekend. So they're human-shaped robots, but they're only child-size. They can kick, dribble, plan, make decisions, cooperate, and shoot completely by themselves. So unlike traditional robot competitions, these players rely solely on AI. So they're programmed, and then they're let off to do their own thing. They can think for themselves. There's no
one... They full-on tackle each other.
Yeah, there's no one with like
a robot control.
Yeah, and they full-on tackle each other, right? In the end, the Power Intelligent team beat the Mountain Sea team to win the Robo League. So it says that they showcase real-time decision-making, coordinated teamwork, mm-hmm. and even the ability to self-recover after falling. Now, I've watched the video and they make me look like a half-decent football player.
Okay, made you feel better about yourself.
I can't kick a ball.
You
right?
don't think they're taking over fully yet?
So they keep falling, like they do kick the ball, but it's not... It would be like if you're watching, you know, like Tots TV. It's that sort of like They're not very agile, and they they keep doing like a Gemma Collins style face plant. You know, when she was on Dancing on Ice.
Yeah.
They just keep face planting the ground, right?
They took a few tumbles.
Now, some of them do get themselves back up. They do get back up. But I also watched several of them had to be stretchered off. Like literally human people come along with stretchers and stretcher off the robots. A couple of them ended up having a scrap.
Stop
like
it.
Like fully scrapping. So like then again, humans had to come in and like lift them off each other.
Yeah, break it up.
And if you're raging that you missed it, because, you know, a lot went
it
on.
It does sound amusing.
Totally amusing. The World Humanoid Robot Games are being held in Beijing this August.
No way.
It will feature 11 robot sports, including gymnastics, track and field, and soccer.
Oh, that's going to be interesting watch.
And you will be hearing about it in Brendan's bit.
I'd say you're thrilled. You don't have the Olympics this year, but you have that to talk about.
Yeah, that is Brendan's bit.
98 FM. All day, Big Breakfast.
Brendan, it's been actually a while since you've been in the hot seat for this. I would like to test your knowledge of what happened on this very show last week.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. On Thursday's show, we blind ranked five songs from June 1997. But which song by a boy band came in at number one in your ranking?
So I ranked songs last week and I put a boy band in at number one. From, say, to June 97, did you
97.
say? 97. I can't remember. I'm going to guess and say Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I love when you take a risk like this. You're leaving it up to chance for your number one spot, the last remaining song. The answer was Hanson Mbop.
Yeah.
Okay, not to worry. Let's move on to question number two. And there was a lot of talk about various girl bands on the show last week and just in general. But on Tuesday, in Worldwide Reb, I was chatting about a particular girl group that could be reuniting.
So scandalous. Was it Mystique?
Alicia Dixon has been speaking on Hits Radio this week about potential plans for a Mystique reunion.
Yes.
And things are looking positive. Oh, yeah.
There might be. Well, next year is the 25th anniversary of Licking on Both Sides.
That makes sense, Alicia. Licking on Both Sides. What an album name. Brendan, well done. You got 1 point
Thank
so far.
You.
The answer was, of course, Mystique. On Monday morning show, this is question three now, yourself and Carl were talking about a particular beef dish that is falling out of flavour with Gen Z when they're hosting dinner parties. What dish were you talking about?
I think it was a beef Wellington.
Yes.
Beef Wellington, would you know to make that?
No.
Okay, so that's off the menu as well. 42%.
God, I'm younger than I am.
42% of Gen Z have no desire to make it.
I'm actually not surprised by that.
It's a lot of faff.
A beef Wellington is a lot of faff.
A lot of faff.
Yeah, when you're having a dinner party.
Yeah, no.
It's a real winter dish. Mm. Okay, well done, Brendan. 2 out of 3 so far. Let's move on to question number 4. On Tuesday, a new movie trailer was released all about Saipan. What tournament was the movie based on?
So it was the 2002 World Cup.
Yes!
Go,
me!
Go,
tell
sport.
The thrilling story of the infamous confrontation between Roy Keane and his national team manager, Mick McCarthy, during the Irish team's preparations for the 2002 FIFA World Cup. Well
Mick
done,
McCarthy.
Not me talking about the sport in Worldwide Reb. Question 5 now. In Matchy Matchy on Wednesday, AI Rebecca and Brendan told us about the matching pedicures that you could enjoy with your friend, colleague, and who else?
I remember this because I love the word so much. They said, lover.
How does a matchy matchy pedicure sound?
Ooh. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Enjoy it with a friend, a colleague, or your lover.
The word lover just tickles me.
I really enjoy the word lover.
There's past Brendan There's me. Saying the exact same thing. Yeah. Okay, question 6 now. On Tuesday last week, the Queen of Ballymun, Dame Stuffy, joined the Big Breakfast and she told us about a tunnel that she discovered under the Ambassador Theatre, connecting the theatre to what iconic Irish landmark?
I thought you were going to ask me to say something else there. It connects the Ambassador Theatre to the GPO.
And did you hear about I found a hole?
Excuse me?
I found a hole in the Ambassador just in front of the stage. Yeah. And it's actually a tunnel, right? It's a tunnel. Now, this could go either way.
Yeah.
It's a tunnel that connects the Ambassador to the GPO.
Absolutely gas. Okay, Brendan, you've got... Are you five? Five out of six so far. Right, your final question. In Cahill's What's On Guide on Friday, he told you all about the Ladyboys of Bangkok coming to Dublin. But what date collided with the tour's first night in Dublin? What event coincided?
It clashes with Cahill's own birthday.
In October, from the 21st, my birthday, 21st of October, I'm actually
On my birthday, I was 21 on the 21st,
so that was my champagne birthday. But I might be seen in the National Stadium at the Ladyboys of Bangkok as they light up Dublin with their glow-up tour.
Oh, gas. Brendan, 6 out of 7 this morning on how well you remember this show from last week.
And well done. And we will, of course, remember Cahill's birthday. How could we ever forget now?
The 21st of October.
Yeah.
Big things happening in Dublin.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.